We are learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Kuf Hei Omad Aleph, and we're starting 2 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Dalad Omad Beis. The Gemara said, we had a Machlokes the Mishnah already, if Rekika is Ma'akev, that's definite that taking the shoe off the Yavam, that's called Chalitza, and that's Ma'akev. Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Eliezer, if the Rekika is Ma'akev. And the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Rekika is not Ma'akev, it's not essential. Then the halacha is, if you only do Rekika, it didn't passel her on the other brothers. That's the Gemara said. The Gemara says, is that true? Mi Rav Akiva, Rekika le'pasla? If you do Rekika alone, it doesn't passel her? By the time we went to the Braisa is like this. Chalsa, if she did Chalitza, she pulled the shoe off, lo raka, she didn't spit in front of him, lo kara, didn't read the parasha. The halacha is, Chalitza sekshera, Chalitza is kosher. That's the first line of the Mishnah. It sounds like Rabbi Kiva, because it says, if you did Chalitza without Rekika, it's kosher. Then it says, Rakaka v'loy Chalitza, v'loy Kara. If you did only Rekika, no Chalitza, and no reading the parasha, Chalitza sa Pesula. The Chalitza is Pasul. You didn't do Chalitza. Then it says, Kara, if you only read the parasha, v'loy Rakaka v'loy Chalitza, you didn't do Rekika or Chalitza, ain't kam beis veichush. There's no chash whatsoever. So Mani, who is this price of life? Ilim Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. So how could, what's behind the ratio? The ratio says, if you chalitza, you do chalitza, without rekika, it's kosher. Ilim Rabbi Eliezer, chalitza, v'loi raka, v'loi kara, chalitza, sekshera, v'om Rabbi Eliezer, it says, kocha yase, that says, kocha yase, kol dover shehu, maisa ma'akiv, anything that's maisa, it's ma'akiv. So it can't be Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah says, not like that. And what does it say? V'ketani, and it says in the second case in the Braisa, Rakaka v'lechotza v'lechara, all he did was Rekika, Chalitza sapsula. The Chalitza is possible. Laman, what means possible? Man, either la'alma pshita, it's possible. We have a Chalitza, the star la'alma. How can it be a Chalitza that's kosher? Of course it's possible la'alma. It doesn't have, there is no Chalitza. Ela la'achim, it means that it's possible la'achim. Shema mina. So what exactly is a deek? So Rashi says, because anytime it says Loshem psula, it means that it's possible to the Alma, but it's also possible to the brothers. That's what he brings up from Gittin. Tosfos points out that really it's Machlokes in Gittin, if that's what Psula means every time. And he says the Deek from the Gemara is, because you look at the difference in the middle case and the Sefer says by Kara, if you just read the parasha of Le'rok of Le'chaltz, it says, in kam beis mechush, there's no chash whatsoever. And the middle case has Psula. So clearly there's a difference in the two cases. And what's the difference? The difference is that Psula means not Psula Alma, it's possible Psula Alma, it means Psula to the brothers. So what do you see? You see Rabbi Kiva, it has to be Rabbi Kiva because the race is Rabbi Kiva. And it says clearly over here that if all she did was a Rekika, it's not nothing. It makes this Yavama puzzle on the other brothers. So you see, now like we took on before, because before the Gemara had brought down a Memra that Sholchule Lavua de Shmuel, that Yavama Shiraka Tachloitz has to Chalitza. And we said it can't go to Rekiva because Rekiva holds Rekika is nothing. Now we're proving that Rekika is something. It makes it possible to the brothers. So what's Takar Pshat? But Kriya is nothing. Just like Kriya is not Ma'akiv and Kriya doesn't make her possible, why does Rekika make her possible? But Rekiva, Maishta Rekika, Maishta Kriya. So my answer is like this. Because the Gzeira de Rabbanon. Since Kriya, the Isa Bein B'tchila Bein Mesoif, the Kriya you do before the spitting and the Chalitza, you do a Kriya, and afterwards you do it. So there, if someone just sees a kriya, he won't say, oh, chalitza was done. Because maybe he'll say to himself, that was the kriya before the chalitza. So even if someone sees the kriya, then he sees them read the parasha, then he sees them get married to the yavam, so he won't say, Eladik do yibum after chalitza, because he'll say, that kriya was the one that was before, they never got started even. Kriya won't get mixed up, but Rekika is always after you take the shoe off. The betchila lasa or the b'seif isa. So if someone sees a rekika, then he sees that she gets married to the yavam, and say, "Oh, you like get married after chalitza." So michlofev, also mishri chalutz la'achem. That it comes to mate a chalutza to la'achem. That you know she's a chalutza. She's marrying someone else, one of the yavamis, one of the brothers. So akaponim, there's a chshash. So again, so according to Rekiva, there's a chshash to rabbanon. Why don't you have a chshash by kriya? Why not? Because kriya, you see the kriya means nothing. It was before. But Rekika is always after the Chalitza. So if you see Rekika, then you see she's married one of the brothers, or the Yavam, married one of the doing Yibum, the Chayra, you see Yibum is after Chalitza. Mi'ol was nothing really, because Rekika was nothing, but it's again mixed up. Therefore, Midirab Banan, it's also. Even if you're Rekiva, Midirab Banan, it's also. The Ika de Amri, there's not a mahalach what there was Shalchule Avuda Shmuel. The Ika de Amri, Haki Shalchule, this is what they sent avur the small. This is the halacha they sent him. Yevama shirachka tachloitz ve'inat shvicha larik pamacheres. A yevama that spit. Don't want to fall in front of Bezdin like the Rashi before. She did a rekika, and she didn't do anything else. The halacha is all you have to do now is chalitza, and you don't have to spit again. That's the halacha they sent him. Now, who is this going to? Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Kiva? So the Achorinim handle this. The Karenor wants a taina that's probably Rabbi Eliezer, because for Rabbi Kiva, it's not a chiddush that you don't have to do a rekika after chalitza, because rekika is not ma'akib, so it's pashut. You could do it this way. So the chiddush for Rabbi Eliezer that even if you did it out of order, it's fine. That's what Karenor says. But in Rashi's mashma, that even here, even if you're Rabbi Kiva, you have his chiddush, you don't have to do it again. So let's see it inside. Yevama shiraka tachlet v'intzichelorik pamacheres. Kiahi, and the Mor gives a story about this. Kiahi the also kamei the Rabbi Ami. Have Yosef Rabbi Bamam kamei. There was a isha or Yevama who came in front of Ami. Rabbi Abba Bamam was sitting there in front of his Rebbe, watching this happen. So rakka mekamei the tachlet. She spit before she took the shoe off. Amalei Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami told her, "Chalotzla, take off his shoe," which means he makes chalitza, "v'shari tigra," and send her home. So that's what the Rabbi Ami, the Rebbe, did. The Rebbe, what he did was, there was first a rekika. He said, "Just do the chalitza, and we're good." Amalei Rabbi Abba, so he asked his Rebbe, "V'abina merik, you have to spit." So he answered, "Harakala, she spit already. V'terik ma'abakach, let us spit again. Let's do it correctly. Well, why can't you spit again? What's the big deal?" So I went off on a chubra, because when we come a chubra, why? The Amr is the head of a siruk. If you make her spit again, Amri, people will say, "Rikik kamayis less lamba." The first rikik is nothing. Less by mashasha. Has no mashashas to it at all. But osi la mishri chalut zalachim. And what's going to happen? So Rashi says like this. What's going to happen is that we say rikik kamayis is nothing. So in a case where there only was rikika, you're going to say, you let us still do yibun to the brothers. And in that case, that happens, people are going to say that you let us do yibum after chalitza, because people are not going to chaf it wasn't a chalitza. So therefore, it's like a gzeru l'gzeru for Rashi, that you're going to come to do chalitza to the achim even after a kika. Now if you learn it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a little better. It's not a gzeru l'gzeru, it's because it's takim medina usher. If you do a rekika, the rekika alone. So that's why people are going to say rekika mais less than mashasha, and then come to allow him to marry the achim when there it's medina also. That's the way the Karnar learns. But Rashi's mashma, it's a gzera l'gzera type idea. That if you say that you have a spit again, people say the first spit was not counted. And then if there's a rekika in a different case, and they get do yibam, people are going to say you let him do yibam after chalitza. So it's like Xerah Xerah, and then it's also, which is a little problem. Xerah is a little problem. So Karen is Kasha on Rashi Valkapanim. So that's the Chash over here. That's why Dafka don't do another Rekika. For anything more of a beating Kisidron, it has to be in a Seder. Everything Gemara, Kisidron Ma'akva. The Seder, usually Chalitza is first, and then Rekika, but the Seder is not Ma'akiv. So who's Savar? He thought, the Talmud thought, that his Rebbe is saying, yeah, it doesn't have to be said. He thought, just like pushing him off. Nafak dok v'eshkach is a first of Brisa, the Talmud and a Brisa. Bein shiktim chalitza l'rikika. Say, if you did chalitza before rikika, bein shiktim rikika l'rikika. Masha osu, it works. Either way, it works. That's the halacha. Good, Maishi? It's good? Klar? Zot the Gemara Vayta. So it doesn't have to be in order. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Levi nafak l'kiryasa. Levi went out to the suburbs to check on his business. He had real estate over there. He had fields. So he went out there when Tzadik Balair. So they of course they asked him Shilas. Bo Muneh, they asked him, Gidemes Mahu. The loch is that the Isha pulls the shoe off. The man is called the Chalitz, but the lady pulls the shoe off. She pulls it off with her hands, right? So let's say she doesn't have any hands. What's the halacha? Could she do it with her teeth or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. That's one shaila they asked Levi. Another shaila they asked him, Gedemus Ma'os Taklas, shaila number one, could you do it with her teeth? Shaila number two they asked him, was Yevama Shiraka Dam Mahu? Let's say she spit dam. Instead of spitting saliva, she spit dam. What's the halacha? Is that a good chalitza or not? Is that a good rekika or not? And the third question they asked him was, the pasuk says in Daniel, it says, Ava Agilachas HaRoshim B'Ksav Emes. It says by Daniel, the Malach told him, I'm going to tell you what it says B'Shemayim, and it's written B'Ksav Emes. That's what it says. So he asked him, is this thing is a ksavis ein emes? Ksavis ein emes? Is the mechlad ik ksavis ein emes? What are you talking about? In up there, there's a ksav emes and ksavis ein emes. There's a true ksav and not a true ksav. Lehav of yada. So he asked him three shilas. Levi did not know. Also shal be medrasha. They went to ask in the base medrash. Amrulei. So they told him the answer to the three shilas goes like this. First of all, gabi chalitza, you do your teeth, mixiv chalitza b'yad. Don't say chalitza b'yad. It says chalitza. Doesn't have to be your hand. So avada works. Now Taitza speaks out that there is a mitzvah dafka b'yamin in the Yishalmi, but that's only a mitzvah ba'alma. But kuva is no ikuv because it's ikuv. It's not in yad. It can't be in yamin if it's not in yad. So it doesn't say chalitza b'yad. And the gabi yarok b'dam mixiv yarok roik. Doesn't say yarok roik. It just says yarok. You have to have some spit in there, and every dam has some spit in there, and therefore it's good. And regarding the third question that they asked him, that how is it possible to have ksav she'ena emes? In oil emes, ava agil l'cha ha'roshim ksav emes, v'chi yesh ksav she'ena emes, is a ksav from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is that true? Like kasha, there's different type of gzardinim. Kam v'gzardin she'esh mo'y shvua, kam v'gzardin she'ena mo'y shvua. A gzardin that has a shvua with it, that will not be broken, will not be torn up, that type of gzardin. A gzardin that no shvua could be torn up, Kedrav Shmuel bar Ami, Domer of Shmuel bar Ami, Omer of Yehinasan. Menayin l'gzardin sheyashimoy shvua shein v'skareya. How do you know that a gzardin that has a shvua cannot be ripped up? Shneema says in the pasuk that the Bnei Eli were not behaving. The Bnei Eli, the children of Eli, Eli HaKohen was the shofet, was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and his two children Chofni and Pinchas were on their level, were not doing the correct thing. They weren't bringing the kabbonis right away for the Yerlades, and kept them in Shilai for a long time. And it says there that they got an oynish. Shechina shpati l'beis Eli. Yimischape ovoin beis Eli b'zevach amincha ad olam. The Hashem made a shvua that they're going to die young. They're going to die like 20 years old. All the children are going to die very young. And there'll be no kapara, even with a zevach amincha ad olam. So you see, it says a shpati, because it's a shvua. It says ad olam, forever and ever, this will not be broken. So that's the raya that a gzadin sheyashim shvua is not ripped up, and that's pshat. And ksav emes, ksav emes means with a shvua. The Gemara once mentions Eli HaKohen. The Gemara is going to give a few stories or halachas regarding that. Different memories, rather, is the right word. Omer Rava, b'zevach amichin mischaper. Part of shvua was that Hashem said, with a carbon, you won't get a kapara. Av mischaper b'divrei Torah. But if they learn Torah, they'll get extra years to their lives. Abay Omer, b'zevach amichin mischaper, mischaper b'givich chasadim. Not only Torah, but Gemara chasadim also. Rabbah and Abaya with the Beis Eli Kasu. Both Rabbah and Abaya are in the cloak of Eli. Rabbah the Asik v'Tayro Chaya Abam Shnei. He lived 40 years. Abaya the Asik v'Tayro Gmil Chasadim Chaya Shishin Shnei. Abaya was Asik v'Tayro Gmil Chasadim. He lived 60 years. He got 20 years for the Gmil Chasadim, 20 years for the Tayro. What's the Bia Dava? Why he's not Meschaper v'Zevach Mincha but Tayro Gmil Chasadim? Yes. So the Mashal says Pshat is a very Gishmak of Pshat. He says the whole world is held up by the three Amudim. Toira, avoida, gmilas chasadim. Zevach amincha is the avoida. Avoida they couldn't use. Why not? Because since they were choite in avoida, inka teken asenega. But toira gmilas chasadim, they could use that to live longer, and that's the two amudim they used. Torah baron, mishpacha achas hoisiv ishlaim. There was one mishpacha in ishlaim, so he made it become a shmona esrei shana. They were dying at 18 years old. Bova divas v'rechim etzakai. He told me, what's going on in his family? The mom's dying young. Om Alehem, Shem Mishvachas Eli Atem. Maybe you are from Mishvachas Eli. Shem V'chol Marbis Beisecha Yemusu Anoshim. That all the people, all the are born to your house, will die Anoshim. Which Anoshim means, like Mashal explains, when they reach Chuppah age, they call Anoshim. Then they're going to die. So the Chuv Isku V'Tayro V'Tichyu. Go learn Tayro and you'll live. Halchvas V'Tayro V'Chiyu. They called him Mishpachas Yechanon on his name. So the Gemara writes, "Amrav Shmuel bar Unyo, Amrav, Menayin l'gzardin shel tzibur she'ena nechtam." What?
We just wrote down people lived till 60, and they were Isaac and Tyre.
They were Isaac and Tyre. What do you mean? What did I say? What's the kasha?
I think they only lived till 60. He said, "If you go, or you haven't told, go get some training."
Right, you live longer than 20. Didn't say live forever. They're not still alive. They're going to live longer. The most of the year, they were dying at 18 years old. they learn Torah. That will help them. That only zevach amincha not mischaper, but you mischaper, but you could get a kapara with Torah. So maybe you meant to ask like this: that the Chayit said tiring milchasadim. Maybe only live till 40. Taka, saying that's your question. The question is that the Chayit says one rabbi only lived to 40, only learned tiring and milchasadim. But by with tiring milchasadim to 60. So maybe they only lived to 40, or maybe the tiring helped them more. Hashem has a cheshbon for every person. But here there was a kapara with tiring. That's what you do see from the Gemara before and you see from this Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel va'od Yom Rav Menayin legzar din shel tzibur she'in nechtam. How do you know a gzar din shel tzibur? When it's a gzar din shel tzibur, it's never sealed and signed. Hey, nechtam v'ksiv said in the pasuk, ki im dechab si v'nesef. You take the chait and you wash it with soap, v'sar v'l'chaburius, and you use even a stronger soap. Nechtam avoynich lefanai. The avoyn is always there in front of me. So you see, of course, it stays forever. Elo menayin shafil nechtam eskareya. How do you know that even if it's signed, it could be ripped up? Shenema says in the pasuk, mi kashem alikenu v'chol kareinu alav. Who is like Hashem that he's always around, always available to daven to him? So that's a raya that you could even tear up the gzardin of tzibur. You could tear up, it sounds like dafka gzardin of tzibur that you could always rip up with the koyach tzibur, the koyach tefil of tzibur. You could always knock it out. Here it says b'chol kriyin olav, and different pasuk says dir shashem b'matzai that only when Hashem is found could you find him. Like kash av yachar b'tzibur. So tzibur, every day of the week, you call kareinu olav. Yochid, only in certain times. When is that? When is that? That is yochid emes, or Rav Nachman, or Rav Avuah, ilu asar yomesh min rachon ha-kipurim. That's in the service made tshuva. Those days, Hashem is available even for the yochid. Back to our Yevamos programming. Shalchu le'avu d'shmuel, Yevamo shirak adam, a Yevamo that spit dam tachloids. You could just go now do chalitza because the rukika counts. It's impossible not to have in the spit that's coming out of your mouth, that's blood, impossible to have some reik in there. It says regarding a zov and a zov, loch is a zov, spit from his mouth is tame, but not dam from his mouth. You would think maybe a dam that comes out of his mouth, a dam that comes out of his ama. That means it's aver. That it's tamei. Tamlem is zoyvay tamei. Vein tamei yitzin piv piyama tamei. Only the zov is tamei. Zov is a different type of thing. It's a lighter thing, not dam. And that's tamei. But not dam yitzin piv piyama tamei. So what do you see? Dam yitzin piv is not tamei. Why not? Af shel dam bloy tzichzuach reik. Ella, it's always those that are reikin there. Ella, el tar like kasha. I'm thinking more. Kam mitzetzes kam b'shisetzes. That if it's mitzetzes, if the spit is coming out like being forced out, see Efshu throughout Reich. But if it pours out, there's dam pouring out of his mouth, then it's possible to have it without any spit, and then Taka will not count as a Rekika. It will not count as a spitting. Like upon him, that's what comes out of Magamara. So what comes out of Magamara is that you don't need hands. Rekika's dam, if it's Maitzetzes, there's a sure Reich. And we learned also the answer about Ksav Emes, Ksav Enemes, is Gzardin Sheshim Meshvuah, Gzardin Sheini Meshvuah.